life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. We're starting things off welcoming a new affiliate to the America Outdoors Radio family. That would be WFHG 92.9 out of Bluff City, Tennessee. We are glad you're here. And hopefully it didn't get as cold in Tennessee as it did a lot of other places in the northern tier of America. As a matter of fact, part of the southern tier too. Man, we just got hit by a huge Arctic blast. I'd say the majority of us in America got hit by it over the last week, and I know I'm still shoveling out snow, and I'm still bundled up, but I bet a lot of you are too, and we're all waiting for spring all of a sudden after a very mild December. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. I think you're going to really enjoy them, especially if you like fishing, because we're going to talk to four guests from four different fishing destinations around the country. We're going to start off in just a minute talking to Kyle Jones. He's the co-owner of Jones Sport Fishing, and he wants to take you not just steelhead fishing, but fishing for some other species this winter in the Gem State. After we talk to Kyle, we're heading to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. We're going to talk to Tanner Cherney. He is going to give you an ice fishing report from Devil's Lake, where you can catch all sorts of different species, and the fishing is pretty darn good there, too. Not only is Tanner going to tell you about how to catch the fish there and what's being caught, he's also going to tell you about some places to stay and eat at while you're in town. From Devil's Lake, we are heading to Ohio and Lake Erie. That's where we get to talk to a very well-known walleye guide and television personality and radio show host and podcast host and author and more. That would be Ross Robertson with Big Water Fishing. And he's going to talk about these things, but he's really going to focus on the walleye fishery there in the western basin of Lake Erie and explain why it really is the best walleye fishery in North America. Our final guest of the day, that would be Job Rolfe. And the topic, Sportsman's Cove Lodge, a place we talk about every week on this show because they've been sponsors since 2018. Well, Captain Mac McQuarrie, he finally sold the lodge and retired, and now it's owned by the O'Neill Group. And Job Rolfe is part of the O'Neill Group. He's going to explain why they decided to purchase the lodge and some of the exciting new changes that are coming up while retaining the spirit of the existing experience. In addition to this, we've got some outdoors news for you, including deer harvest numbers for the year from Missouri and a decision to ban spring cougar hunting in Colorado. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we are heading to the Gem State of Idaho. That's where you'll find Kyle Jones, the co-owner of Jones Sport Fishing, and he's offering some very interesting winter fisheries for you this year. One of them is a chance to tangle with huge steelhead on the Clearwater River. Kyle, great to have you back on the air.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about the hatchery steelhead you can catch there in the Clearwater. They run up to 20 pounds. Why are they so big?
That's a really good question. For whatever reason, when our fish, they come back, well, first of all, they come back as they spend 2 years in the ocean instead of 1 year in the ocean, like most of the other fish in the basin. And then just over time, these fish just they come back bigger, and that's the biggest portion of our run is those big two ocean fish. So
Well, those B-run steelhead, as they're called, certainly offer quite a challenge. And, folks, I got to go fishing with Kyle a few years ago. He got me into the biggest steelhead of my life, an 18-plus pounder. He'd definitely do the same for you. And the Clearwater River, it's really a nice fishery because it's accessible to both bank anglers and to boat anglers. And you're obviously fishing out of a boat. But I've got to ask, with this cold snap, what's the river looking like right now in terms of access?
Well, we actually just drove down here today. I'm standing here, sitting here in my pickup looking at it, and it is snowy and icy. We are down here, we just got down, we're down here on the lower part of the river between Orofino and Lewiston, and the river is free of ice for the most part in, like, the main section, but everywhere where there's a little bit of an eddy or something like that, the ice is kind of piled up there, and the ramp right now, at least for the next couple of days, are going to be incredibly treacherous. It's going to be tough. I know we're going to fish. It's supposed to start warming up tomorrow, and we're going to try to fish late this week. But for us to get our boats in and out, it'll most likely be full chains on and trying to choose ramps that aren't as steep as some of the other ones.
All right. Well, a note of caution for any of you tuning in out of Idaho today. You might be tempted to head to the Clearwater. You might want to wait till things warm up just a tad. But, again, great opportunity for fishing.
Yeah, and things are going to start warming up here the next couple of days. We'll get back up above freezing. We're going to have highs in the high 30s to lower 40s, it looks like, this weekend and then kind of from here on out. And fishing actually should be really good after things start to warm up and all of this stuff breaks loose. And we typically see that. We'll get these big cold snaps, and then as the river fills back up with water and things like that, we actually end up with some really darn good fishing, some of the best of the year, typically.
Okay, so that's the steelhead fishing. Believe it or not, folks, these are actually summer steelhead, not winter steelhead. It's just they don't spawn until, like, March. So let's head from north-central Idaho, where the Clearwater River is, over to the Treasure Valley near Boise, CJ Strike Reservoir. I understand your brother fishes that for perch and crappie in the winter. I guess the first question I have is, are you fishing under the ice, or is there open water there right now?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't know if we're frozen up right now, but typically we're fishing open water. And when we do get these really big-time cold snaps like this, some of it will freeze. The main body of the reservoir very, very rarely freezes, and that's where we focus most of our fishing on. The Bruno Arm and then some of the Narrows tend to freeze up at times, but it takes a really long, really cold period for that ice to be safe and for guys to be ice fishing it. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some guys going for it right now, but that's just where I don't know that I'd recommend it. But still, we typically fish it out of our boat, and all winter long, that crappie and perch fishery is just, it's really good.
What kind of size are we talking about when it comes to the crappie and perch, and how many of these fish are anglers taking home on a typical day?
Right now, we've got two kind of different age classes. We've got a huge age class right now of smaller fish that are in like the 8 to 9 inch range, and they are very dominant right now. They're everywhere, and there's a huge bloom. We saw this a couple of years ago where the fishing got just amazing, but they were a little bit on the smaller side. And if you can find them, there's a bunch of fish in the 13.5 to 14 inch range, and those are just absolutely gorgeous crappie. And so a lot of times we'll be trying to find those, and they're a little bit tougher because those are the fish that those fish have been with us 7 or 8 years, and that age class is kind of starting to blink out with that newer one popping up. And then perch-wise, we see a lot of perch in the 10 to 12-inch range. Some really, really nice fish and pushing that 12 to even 13 inches at times.
Okay, heading to the famed Snake River in Idaho, one more winter fishery you offer is catch-and-release fishing for sturgeon. Basically, fishing for dinosaurs here, aren't you?
We are, yeah. That sturgeon fishery is just incredible. We do fish them year-round. But we have some really consistent fishing in the winter. You know, for guys that are looking to get on those fish, if you don't mind the cold weather, those fish during the winter seem to be kind of in more consistent patterns. They've got their winter food picked out, whatever kind of spots they want to be in, and they don't seem to move around on us nearly as much as they do other times of the year. And so some of our better catch rates are in the winter when we can get on those big groups of fish.
Well, bottom line is this, folks. Whether you want to go after steelhead or panfish or sturgeon that can be up to 11 feet long on the Snake River, go ahead and book a trip with Jones Sport Fishing. And you can find Jones Sport Fishing on Facebook or just go to their website, jonessportfishing.com. That's jonessportfishing.com. Kyle, always great to catch up with you. Thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Camp Chef. We've been in pursuit of one thing for 30 years. More flavor. And now we've taken the same bold hardwood flavor you've come to love in our pellets and applied it to our new line of hardwood spices. With three classic flavors, hickory, char cherry, and competition blend, you can now apply that hardwood flavor directly to your meat. Available in coarse or fine ground. I mean, you put crushed up plants on your food. So you tell me, is this crazy? Genius.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 New Year, New Winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Okay, stop. Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boykin for the trophy fight.
Will I catch a first?
Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait. I bought the beer.
Sorrel.
I got a nice pair of boots to go with my hat and my blazer suit.
But that ain't enough.
So I threw in three pair of heavy-duty flannel thermal underwear. Chillin'. The ice is half a foot thick. My gas-powered ice auger ought to do the trick. If I want to eat tripe, I got to catch sinners. Drop my line in the hole with the minnow in the center.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. Our next stop is Devil's Lake, North Dakota. We got Tanner Cherney on the line for an ice fishing report. Tanner, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, John.
So, Tanner, you're with Visit Devil's Lake in North Dakota, and you're an avid ice fisherman. Let's start off with an ice report. I understand that things are definitely getting better now, and it was kind of a rough start to the season.
You know, it was. We had a little bit of a slow-going ice formation to start season, and the recent cold snap definitely helped kick things into a full force for 2024 here. And we had quite a few geese that wintered up here that kind of kept the spots of the lake open. But in the last probably 3 weeks, we were officially completely froze over. And I'd say right now, access on the lake with the conditions where we are, probably some areas may have 8 inches out where it was the last spot that froze to upwards of 16 inches in some of the shallower parts of the lake. So we're moving around with side-by-sides and four-wheelers, and parts of the lake there are some smaller half-ton trucks moving around. But all in all, the ice conditions right now are in great shape.
Oh, that is fantastic to hear. Well, let's talk about the various fisheries at Devil's Lake and how they're fishing right now. I guess we'll start off with what's probably the most popular one, fishing for yellow perch. How big are they on average?
You know, you can get a 12 to 13-inch perch is probably going to be your average on Devil's Lake, and it's not uncommon to find some that are pushing 15, 16 inches, that true jumbo variety pushing 2 pounds or even sometimes 2.5 pounds. They're a healthy fish up here.
Oh, my goodness, I'd say so. I think the biggest perch I ever caught was just under 15 inches, so I'm already impressed. How is the fishing form right now? How are you catching them?
So right now it's been actually pretty dang good. This last couple weeks, a lot of the perch are coming on tungsten jigs with full minnows, especially on the days where the barometric pressure might be changing a little bit, and we have that cold front that moved in. But the best thing is you get these bright, sunny, bluebird days, and those fish get even more fired up, and you'll notice that as they become a little more active, you're going to transition out from tungsten jigs with full minnows to some kind of rattling blade spoon. Quarter ounce variety is a perfect size for these perch, because you're going to be fishing them out anywhere from 30 to 35 feet in the basin. And the biggest thing is, have a couple of rods ready, because when they start firing up, you can put 5, 10 fish in a bucket pretty dang good when they're super active.
Oh, that sounds like all sorts of fun. So, fishing fairly deep for them. I understand the walleye are, like, really shallow right now. Tell us about walleye fishing through the ice.
Yeah, so our walleye bite right now, I would say, is in generally 15 feet of water or less. You might find some out a little bit deeper, but the biggest thing is that the way anyone's ever heard of the flooding that's gone on in Devil's Lake and the vast amount of different structure out there from flooded roads and the flooded timber, the old shoreline. Basically, if you're looking for walleyes in Devil's Lake, you're going to be looking at that sunrise and sunset, a couple hours behind we go there, and looking for structure and placing yourself upon that structure with any kind of jigging spoon, and then having either a tip up with a full minnow or any kind of dead stick with a full minnow is a great opportunity. But yeah, 15 feet of water right now, and find yourself in structure, and you should be in for one heck of a walleye bite.
You don't think of bass fishing under the ice, but I understand you do have white bass there at Devil's Lake, and they do bite this time of year.
They do. You know, this last week we were out on a pretty good perch bite, and it was kind of funny because seems like you'd catch 3-4 perch, and then all of a sudden you'd catch 2 or 3 white bass. And anyone that knows what it's like to catch white bass in the summer, now just imagine on a little, 28-inch ice rod with ultralight gear. It is a fun fish to fight through the ice, and some of them, heck, I don't even know, you can barely get them through an 8-inch hole. They're so plump and like little dinner plates out there.
I've never eaten white bass before. How are they as table fare?
No, I've dabbled in it a little bit. I have some buddies of mine that do that as well, and I've heard the best way to do it is to use a smoker on them and just smoke the fish. And as long as it doesn't get too dried out, it's actually very good table fare. Especially this time of year when you get them through the ice and they're in that cold water, it helps that much more to preserve that flavor of that fish as well.
That makes perfect sense. Last but not least, we've got to talk about northern pike. And again, getting back to your little 28-inch ice fishing rod, I can't imagine tangling with a 3-foot-long pike. That should be something else.
It is, and you know, there's a lot of opportunity for pike fishing in Devil's Lake. You'll run into a few pike here or there when you're out targeting walleyes or perch where they're hunting those fish. But the biggest thing is if you can get yourself into some of our shallower bays that have been deep roped this last year, you know, 12 feet I would say would be a pretty good depth to go into. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to target pike up here. If you're a tip-up person and you want to get the kids out chasing flags, it's a lot of fun. You can jig them through the ice with your ice rod, or heck, you can even go out and do some dark house spear fishing. So there's a lot of opportunity for northern pike up here.
Well, bottom line is this, all sorts of ice fishing opportunities this winter at Devil's Lake in North Dakota, and the ice conditions are primo right now. A couple more questions about Visit Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I'm sure you've got a big directory of places to stay, places to eat, places to stock up. Why don't you go ahead and just give us a couple of ideas? We'll start off with sporting goods stores in the area.
Yeah, so we have a couple good bait shops in the area. If you're coming to town and want to know kind of what the hot lure is of the week or the winter or the hot color, you know, we have like Ed's Bait Shop, which is right south of town next to our Four Seasons Indoor Fish Cleaning Station. They have a wide variety of tackle and bait. And the same with in town, we have a place called New Beach Gate Hardware, another wonderful place that has a vast variety of tackle. And then the other place, which is right on the ice, which works out great if you start running out of bait throughout the day or lost a lot of lures. Woodland Resorts has a really good bait shop and tackle shop right there on the waters of Creole Bay.
Okay. And if you're looking for a nice place to stay that won't break the bank, what would you recommend?
You know, there's a couple options depending on what you're looking for, but we have quite a few hotels in town right along the main highway here on Highway 2 that sleep in and the cobblestone that have, you know, just your basic room, but all of them have indoor heated fish cleaning stations on their property. So for, you know, $150 a night, a couple people in a room and have a fish cleaning station. They've got a little bar on property for food and beverages. It's the ideal spot right in town. And then plenty of options for other places if you're looking to more have a bigger group to rent a cabin. There's quite a few resorts around the lake that have that ability as well.
Last question, if you're looking for a good meal and you want to treat yourself, what's the place to go to in Devil's Lake?
I would have to say the Ranch Steakhouse. It's one of the sort of the top steakhouses in North Dakota. It's an old barn that got converted into a restaurant, and they have a lot of great food there. And yeah, after a long day on the ice, you'll get a chance to go warm up with a nice steak or sandwich right at the Ranch Steakhouse.
All right, well, there you go, folks. If you want to plan your trip to Devil's Lake, just go to the website devilslakend.com. That's devilslakend.com for Visit Devil's Lake, North Dakota. They've also got a Facebook page, too. Just look for Visit Devil's Lake, North Dakota. And get out there this winter for some ice fishing. It's a great place to stay and some good food, too. Tanner, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on, John.
Okay, let's leave this segment just the way we came into it, with some music from that Wisconsin parody rap group, Shad Rap. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
This is the Rolling Knife Sharpener by Worksharp. Designed to make sharpening fast, easy, and work every time. Snap to your angle, select your abrasive, and make sharp happen. Sharpen your kitchen knives, large and small, Japanese knives, and even pocket knives. The magnetic angle base secures a wide range of knives at 4 set angles. 3 premium abrasives deliver fast sharpening and exceptional results. The tri-axle drive system allows you to follow the curve of your longest blade. And the soft touch grip ensures comfort and safety during the entire sharpening process. Make sharp happen.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is Port Clinton, Ohio. That's where you're going to find Ross Robertson. And if you're into walleye fishing, you probably know all about Ross because he's pretty much done it all. He's a longtime guide out there. He also is a tournament angler. He has been a television show host. He's been a boat salesman. He's an outdoors writer, radio host, podcaster, and more. Ross, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you betcha. Well, the reason I got you on this morning is because you've entered into a partnership with Z-Man Baits. And I'm a bass angler. And as a bass angler, when I think of Z-Man, I always think of the chatter baits. I had no idea that they had a line of walleye baits and that you helped design them.
Well, we're in the process. A lot of that stuff hasn't been released fully yet, full disclosure. But, yeah, that's definitely why they brought me on, is to, you know, kind of help develop some walleye stuff. But I think the elephant in the room is probably, you know, the same thing like you saying there is, you know, do these things work for walleyes? And the reality is I can remember as a kid using a bait called the Sassy Shad. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Or Mr. Twister?
Yes.
And nowadays, we just got a whole lot fancier versions of that. So even the regular stuff works really well. You know, the old Twister tails, the Ned Head is, believe it or not, a, you know, the turd bait is an amazing walleye deal in a lot of inland bodies of water. The surprising one, living on Lake Erie here, is, I guess you, some guys, depending on who we are, they call it the Miki rigging, but the Jerk Shad, on a basically a DeMeke rig is amazing for walleyes, and that's still under, quote, bass stuff, right? So while I can't get into too much details about what we're doing, I mean, some of it's just colors, you know, in some of those regular bodies. The diesel minnow is an amazing walleye lure. So look for little tweaks and things to happen with that. But to your point of the chatterbait, like old Brett Height there with the jackhammer is a really good friend of mine, and I can promise you that when those things first started going, I snuck a few from him, and those work very well, especially like the willow-bladed versions that are on a more traditional jig head. If you're not using those, you are definitely missing out.
This is really mind-blowing to me. I mean, I'm a walleye angler, too. I live out west in Washington State, and we get some pretty good walleye waters. But out here, you know, for most of the year, we're basically trolling a spinner worm harness, often with a smile blade from Max Lure behind a bottom bouncer. Sometimes we'll jig them up, you know, with some soft plastics on jig heads. Sometimes we'll use blade baits. But the variety of lures you just described would be very foreign out here for walleye. And gonna have to try it because it sounds like it works.
I mean, spinner rigs, I always tell people that if it wasn't for a spinner rig nightcrawler harness, whoever, depending on how old you are, what you call them, if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't be talking to you because I definitely won a lot of money and put a lot of fish in the boat for people with those. But like anything else, there's a time and a place. And, you know, I think with some of the live sonar, like I use Hummingbird Mega Live, and, you know, when you start fishing more, I guess, as you would call it, bass style, where you're fishing isolated structures and individual fish that you're watching and looking at, you know, a lot of those things like we just talked about are probably more advantageous because running pointer boards or trolling and going through fish if you're trying to find fish is one thing. But once you know where they're at, whether it's fishing isolated, you know, structure, like I said, or you got a milk run of stuff, or you're seeing them on a live sonar. Like the live sonar thing has completely changed the casting option for people regardless of species.
Very interesting. Now, you love to fish the western central basin of Lake Erie, and you consider it the best walleye fishery in North America. Why is that?
I think it's easy. Like, everybody thinks they have the best lure or their pond is the best, right? Like, that's just the reality. It's the hometown pride, which we can all appreciate. But I don't think anybody could argue with me if we were going to have us a debate about, hey, does your body of water have 130 million fish or whatever the current number is? You know, like Mille Lacs. I got a bunch of friends at Mille Lacs, and that's a great body of water. But, you know, their estimated population is about 240,000 walleyes. And, you know, we may have that in one school. So, you know, as far as numbers of fish. And then honestly, you know, the thing that's kind of overlooked, a lot of my clients and stuff, until they get here, they don't realize, like, we've got Cedar Point, the amusement park, which is one of the top in the world. We've got the Bass Islands, a lot of wineries. There's a lot of stuff to do here, you know, with the guide clients, you know, that end up bringing their family or their kids a second time. Or maybe it's how they get here because they want some other things to do. So there's a lot of things to do from a tourist standpoint. It's not just going through the motions. And the fishing is amazing. You know, smallmouth fishing is really good. One of my guys that works with me got the, I think it's the number two or number three all-time smallmouth. There's a little debate if it's two or three, but of all time, 10 pounds plus, 10.15 last year. So good stuff going on.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what a day on the water looks like with big water fishing. So let's say I book, we'll say a walleye trip. You know, what time am I coming down to the docks and what's going to happen?
You know, it depends on time of year, just because whether it's weather or the bite, right? So middle of summer, we're probably going quite a bit earlier, maybe that more traditional like salmon time of, you know, daylight type right. of situation, maybe because of the heat or maybe because of the bite. Spring and fall, we generally go a little later. I kind of let everybody else get out there if it doesn't really matter and go decide where they want to go and then give the guys a little more time to monkey around. But we move with the fish, and a lot of that, too, just allows me a little more time to decide where we're going to go. So we trailer our boats. So I may literally fish 150 miles of shoreline throughout the season, as far as, you know, from Toledo to, let's say, the Pennsylvania line. So that's the big thing we got. These fish move, and we move with them. So I think the thing that a lot of my clients like is, like, I have one guy that fishes every month with me. He tries to book one trip every month. And, like, for him, he says it's like going 100 different places because every month we're doing something different in a different place. And so a lot of people like that aspect as well.
What is the limit for walleye on Lake Erie, and what's the average size?
We are allowed six walleyes a day. We have a pretty liberal possession. So unlike Canada or something where, you know, you have a day or two, here we can, if you come for 4 days, you can keep 4 days limits if you so choose. As far as the average fish, I get asked that all the time, and I don't think there's a good answer, right? I mean, we've got walleyes that we're going to have to throw back because they're under our 15-inch size minimum, and then we get them upwards of, you know, 30-some inches. I personally have caught a 35-incher, which is one of the longer ones that has ever been recorded here officially in the state. And I would say, honestly, everywhere between there, because we have so many good, healthy year classes that there's just not a real answer to that, which is a good thing.
It is a very good thing, and it's a really good thing to be a guide on arguably the best body of water in North America for walleye fishing, too. Last question. You're a busy man, as we kind of hinted at the beginning of this conversation, and you're going to be working with Z-Man Baits. But what else are you working on right now that folks should know about?
You know, we're constantly doing stuff. I do a very popular podcast. You know, we got millions of downloads on that. People seem to enjoy what we're talking about on that. Rather, it's having a guy like Al Linder on or a local fisheries biologist. We're kind of eclectic in that. I've got some other digital media projects I can't quite say because I get myself in trouble, but headed to a boat show this afternoon. You know, we're getting ready to do some ice guiding at the end of the week and then having some guys from some other companies come in that I work with and checking out some new stuff. We've got some new products that are going to be hitting the shelf from Strikemaster next year. And we're kind of getting the finalization on those and some Rappel stuff and some neat stuff. So it never ends. It is a 12-month job, and it is a 7-day-a-week job if you're any good at it. Or if you're not, you better be doing 7 days a week because there's just a lot of stuff going on. You know, and like I said, we get stuff like you do, and then also the fishing stuff. And there's never a dull moment.
Well, there you go, folks. That's Captain Ross Robertson. If you want to keep up with what's going on with him, go to his Facebook page at Big Water Fishing or to his website, bigwaterfishing.com, and maybe book a trip with him or one of his guides and get out there to Lake Erie and catch yourself a whole bunch of walleye and have a whole bunch of fun doing it. Ross, thanks so much for spending some time with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks again for having me.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends, or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever-action rifle. This beauty has a brass light finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog too at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
Explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
John Cruz here, looking to improve your bottom line as a business that caters to outdoors enthusiasts? You can do so for a very cost-effective price by advertising on America Outdoors Radio. I will tailor a marketing campaign for you, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners every weekend, tuning into our show on 135 stations in 33 states. We've got a sponsor opening right now, so contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and let's talk about helping you.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors. I'm John Cruz, and we are going to take you to one of my favorite places. That would be Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska. We've been visiting there for several years now. You've heard all about it on the show, but they are under new ownership. The lodge is now owned by the O'Neill Group, and with us here to tell you more about this situation is Job Rolfe. Job, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, John. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. And before we get into why the O'Neill Group decided to purchase the lodge, let's talk about you and your experiences there. You've been there twice, haven't you?
I have, yes. So I was in the lucky privilege of going there twice last year, mostly for work, but with some fishing, and I caught some big lean cod, and that was a great time. The most beautiful part about it was meeting the staff and seeing the different buildings and just experiencing Alaska for my first time.
Well, it's certainly a wonderful place to do it at. I'm sure you were well-fed by the staff, too. And I'm glad you got to go up there. Hopefully you'll get to make some more frequent trips with a little more fishing involved.
I mean, next year I've got a couple of trips planned up there. I'm looking to go about once a month, and hopefully we can fit in some halibut fishing.
So I know that the Captain Mac, who's finally retired at the tender age of 82 or 83, had been trying to sell the lodge for a little while. Why did your boss at the O'Neill Group decide to buy it?
So in 2021, we did a statewide search for fishing lodges. Fishing has been near to our principal's heart ever since he was a kid. Ben O'Neill's our founder, and he has fished with his father, Mike O'Neill, for decades. They've fished up and down Alaska and Canada and a whole variety of other places. We decided to buy the lodge to continue our foray into the hospitality space and also create an entertainment ecosystem for our sister companies to enjoy. We're a family office out of Colorado Springs, and our primary line of business is DOD and real estate. That said, we do love working on very cool projects with great people, and on the lodge, we get to do both. For our hospitality ecosystem, we've expanded into marinas, lodging, and even fine dining. And while we have a large aperture in our lines of business, the lodge is one that is very close to my own heart and very close to Kevin's heart.
All right. Sounds fantastic. And I see that a lot's going to remain the same in terms of the overall experience, but you do have a few new things coming towards visitors, and one of those are some new options in terms of accommodations. Tell our listeners about this.
Absolutely. So one of the biggest things I noticed being up there last time was how much people love the cottage, and you've been there before, you know it. Three bed, three bath, amazing immaculate ocean views with a bunch of seating on a deck. And we are looking to expand accommodations through existing real estate first and then construction after that. One of the biggest things I realized going up to the lodge for the first time was the underusage of some prime real estate. The historical office is an oceanfront view building with three rooms, exposed beam rafters, and it's located right in lodge proper.
Well, you're right. And that existing office will be perfect for accommodations, as will the cottage. And those are both a little bit of an upgrade from the base accommodations, right?
100%, yeah. So in that office, we're going to go in this spring and do some renovations, new flooring, paint, and some other interesting things to make it more guest usable. We're going to add a bathroom in the upstairs, and we're going to look at walling that off so that it will be a true three-bed for a family or group of six to enjoy.
In addition to the 3 and 4 day fishing adventures, I see that you're starting to promote some other activities outside of fishing. Go ahead and tell our listeners about hiking, wildlife watching, canoeing, kayaking, and cultural immersion.
Yeah, we're currently focused on doubling down on what makes the Lodge so special. Our prime business will always be salmon and halibut fishing, as well as delivering exceptional hospitality to our fantastic client base. And that is and always will be our primary focus. But that said, we are very interested in expanding the program, delivering all things entertainment in Alaska. A couple of things we got working on in the background right now is something called The Cove, which will be a central media platform to capitalize on all things of the beautiful state of Alaska. We're looking at podcasts, infomercials, and other great content for our guests to enjoy from the time they're in their concrete jungle till they reach our beautiful Sultry Cove and stand on the dock. Another thing we're looking to add is what we're pointing as the Alaskan luxury experience, which would be more recreation-based, some of the things you mentioned, kayaking, hiking, and potentially even some whiskey and wine flights, island tours. We're really widening our aperture as far as what we'd like to do in the future. But as I mentioned, our bread and butter will always be deep sea fishing and prime hospitality.
I will say this, though. I like the idea of having these other activities, and because there's a lot of families where part of the family really enjoys the fishing experience, but other parts of the family not so much. And normally they just be kind of hanging out at the lodge, but now they'll have plenty of things to do. Like, I mean, there's great kayaking, canoeing available right there in Sultry Cove. You do have Native American totem poles that you can visit nearby. Like we mentioned, you get some hiking around and wildlife watching. I think it was 2 years ago, the orcas came right into the cove while we were all out fishing and kind of putted around in there.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of really cool opportunities going into different demos and markets and just attracting a whole different type of clientele. We've got a lot of different things we could do, from content and expanded programs, or just where we're wanting to start. We've actually even started shopping for a yacht, and we could go on for hours about how many incredible things that could be done and centered around the lodge. And our long-term goal is to be a hospitality and entertainment hub centered around the outdoors, all without losing sight of what makes the lodge so special.
Now, I know that you have a lot of staff that returns year after year working at the lodge, but I'm guessing this is the time of year where you are probably looking to fill some positions. If folks are interested in working at Sportsman's Cove Lodge, what should they do?
Yeah, so you can go to alaskasbestlodge.com, or you can email us at employment@alaskasbestlodge.com. And yeah, as you referenced, we're starting our seasonal hiring sprint, and we're also looking for a new facilities director to make sure all the water runs and the pipes run. And yeah, we're looking to add a couple of people. And looking towards the future, we're committed to maintaining our pedigree of exceptional guest service at a place like Captain Mac and Miss Patty. And just maintaining the overall culture and vibrant nature of the lodge is very important to us. So I would ask any listeners, if you have ideas and critical feedback, feel free to reach out to me. We're absolutely committed to delivering exceptional experiences and cannot do that without your input.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. Again, the website to go to, alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge. It really is Alaska's best lodge, I can tell you from personal experience. And it's great to hear that not only are you keeping the spirit of the place for the existing trips, but you're going to expand things as well. Very exciting times ahead. The website, one more time, alaskasbestlodge.com. Job, thanks for sharing all this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much, John, and we're working very hard over here, and we're excited to see you all next year.
Turning to hunting news, I'll tell you what, if you want to go deer hunting, you really ought to go to Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation has reported that the final deer harvest for this past season was 326,026 deer. This is a new record, surpassing one set back in 2006. The deer harvested, 147,705 were antlered bucks, 29,000 were button bucks, and over 149,000 were does. The top harvest counties for the overall deer season were Franklin with some 7,400, Howell County with 6,346, and Texas County with almost 6,200 deer. And if you're wondering how this compares to the 2022-2023 season, I can tell you it's about 26,000 plus more than that year. Again, the deer hunting in Missouri, very, very good. Turning from hunting to anti-hunting, we have some disturbing news out of Colorado, where Outdoor Life reports the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission voted last week to cut back on mountain lion hunting by canceling the April hunting season and outlawing the use of electronic calls statewide. These changes passed even though Colorado's current mountain lion harvest falls well within the agency's harvest goals, and says the agency's biologists point to a growing and healthy population of lions in the state. The rule change doesn't affect all hunters because only limited areas are open in April. The timing and reasoning behind the commission's January 11th decision are concerning Colorado hunters. Last summer, the governor of Colorado appointed three new members to the state's Parks and Wildlife Commission whose backgrounds are more grounded in animal rights and traditional wildlife management. And now we are seeing this vote that ignores the science and leans into preserving big game carnivores. A very similar situation is playing out in my home state of Washington, where exactly the same thing has happened. The commission has been hijacked by anti-hunting commissioners who rolled back the spring bear hunt a couple of years ago. The struggle is real for us as hunters, and the best thing you can do is contact your legislators and the governor's office and get involved with organizations like Backcountry Hunters and Anglers and the Sportsman's Alliance that fight against issues like these. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead, and here's hoping you manage to stay warm during this suddenly chilly winter weather we've been experiencing. Here's hoping, too, that you bundle up and get to explore some of what nature has in store for you. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
BackcountryHunters.org. Join the fight for our public.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Thousands of pro-life advocates rallied yesterday in the nation's capital. The annual March for Life. Speakers urged the impassioned crowd to capitalize on the major victory in the Supreme Court and to keep fighting until abortion is totally eliminated.
O Heavenly Father, good comforter, and Lord Jesus Christ, creator of all things, you knew us from our mother's womb and ordered the world for our salvation. Protect your babies, both born and unborn. Guide their parents. Reveal to us the ways which we should walk today and every day.
On the campaign trail in New Hampshire, former President Donald Trump remains very confident of victory.
With your vote 4 days from now, we're going to win another historic victory in the great state of New Hampshire, and then we're going to defeat crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country.
Also at townhall.com, Iran has launched a new satellite into space orbit. Here's George Williams.
It's a historic first and marks the latest development for the Revolutionary Guard's space program, one which the West fears in connection with Tehran's ballistic missiles. The launch comes with heightened tensions in the Middle East and also just days after Iran and Pakistan exchanged airstrikes. UN sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program expired last October. Even so, the U.S. position is that Iran's satellite launches defy a UN Security Council resolution and called on Tehran to cease its activity. George Williams reporting.
Japan has become the fifth nation in history to reach the moon, the unmanned spacecraft landing on the lunar surface early today. Bitter cold continues to grip much of the country. At least 55 deaths have been attributed to it. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Did you all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older? But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
EVs not selling that well, and that has a lot of workers wondering what the future may hold for many of them. Correspondent Rita Foley has the latest on this developing story.
Sales of electric vehicles are growing, but not as fast as the industry expected. Many consumers are buying hybrids instead. So Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected EV sales growth. This will affect about 1,400 workers, says Ford. Some will transfer to other jobs, and others are expected to take a special retirement program offer. Ford is also saying that it's creating hundreds of new jobs at its Michigan assembly plant to meet demand for the Bronco SUV and Bronco Raptor, and the all-new Ranger pickup and the Ranger Raptor. I'm Rita Foley.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. As many as 121 unmarked graves in a former black cemetery have been discovered at a military site in Florida.
Here's Ron DeRockstra.
MacDill Air Force Base officials say a non-intrusive archaeological survey performed over the past 2 years identified 58 probable graves and 63 possible graves. The base hosted a memorial service in 2021 and dedicated a memorial on site to those buried there. Officials plan to expand the search area this year and will continue to work with the community to determine how best to document the site and pay respect to the people buried there. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Sales of previously occupied homes in America falling in 2023 to a nearly 30-year low. That is, mortgage rates climbed to the highest level in more than two decades, pushing home ownership out of reach for many Americans. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
US LLC.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your pug making you pout? Are your Abyssinians a little too anxious? Does your Irish Setter have you seeing red? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really want to understand your dog and cat's behavior almost as well as they get yours, if you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never, ever a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, maybe you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, or maybe something they're doing is confusing you. They're jumping, they're humping, they're digging. Your dog doesn't come back when you call him. He's digging holes all over your backyard. He chases the next door neighbor's dog. You take him for a walk and he pulls you down the block. Or that beautiful cat that you brought home is refusing to use the litter box, doesn't deal well with the cat that already lives there, keeps you up at night. You get the idea. That is what The Pet Show is all about, helping people resolve any issues that they might be having with their dog or cat, and helping our dogs and cats resolve any issues that they may be having with the people that live with, which is usually the case. And again, if you happen to be new to The Pet Show, let me just remind everybody that everyone that calls into the show today and actually gets to speak to me live on the air will in fact be getting, well, I shouldn't say that, your pet will be getting a fabulous gift. And it's not like we give away biscuits. A lot of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are worth as much as $25, $35, $40, or even $50. So everyone who calls into the show with a question, a story, or a comment will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Even if you just want to call in and brag a little bit about a dog or cat you rescued or maybe the best dog or cat that you had when you were growing up, we'll give you a great gift as well. So great time to give me a call. As I said, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live will in fact get a fabulous gift for their dog or their cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, you know by now that I'm never going to get to all of the calls I have because your questions, your comments are always my priority. But if we have time today, here are some of the topics I'd like to go over with you guys. For example, do you know your dog or cat's emotional stressors? Coming up, why this is important and how to reduce emotional stress in your pets. Also coming up on today's show, it's kind of interesting on my LA show. When is a dog kiss not a dog kiss? Many suggest that dogs do not understand kissing, and there are many other reasons why your dog may lick you. So don't feel flattered, they say. I said, go ahead, feel flattered. To kiss or not to kiss, that is the question. If your dog a kisser or not, give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. Also coming up, the nose knows. Now, many of you know, and I've talked about this before, that one of my specialties around the world was teaching dogs to sniff out incendiary devices, bombs, and drugs, and search and rescue. So no one, I don't think there's too many people out there that understand the dog's nose as well as I do. But how good is your dog's nose? I mean, how good is their sense of smell? Coming up, we're going to talk about the ultimate scent detection machine. And also coming up, we love our dogs. We brag about our dogs all the time. But what about cats? What can our dogs learn from the cats we live in? What can our dogs learn from the cats we live in? Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away, so if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescued kitten is confused about the litter box, that beautiful puppy you brought in isn't housebroken, your dog doesn't get along with other dogs and some people, or your dog believes that anything he sees he has to hump, give me a call, 877-725-8255, the phone number. Even if you just want to answer the question of the day, and here's the question. Do you believe that our pets can tell what we're thinking? Now, come on, guys. Do you believe that our dogs and cats can tell what we're thinking? This is what prompted the question. Just the other day, I was walking around, you know, thinking about, I haven't given the dogs their treat today. I'm not going near where it is, just thinking about it. Molly and Willie were right there. So that's the question. You know, if you just think about taking your dogs for a walk, if you just think about taking your dog in the backyard, if you just think about, do they know? Do they know what we're thinking? If you say, well, you know what, I'm going to give my cat a special. They know. I'm telling you, maybe I'm a little eccentric. Do you believe, like I do, that our dogs and cats can tell what we're thinking? Give me a call. Let me know. And if you get through, a great gift will be on its way for your buddy. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. It was interesting, and I'm going to get to your calls in a second, but it was really interesting. In my Los Angeles show, one of the last callers was asking me about, you know, his dog, and is it okay for dogs to lick each other on the mouth when they're at the dog park? If they meet the parents first, and all joking aside. And I explained to him, and I'll talk about this a little bit later, that the licking of the mouth is not always a, it can be a kiss, but it's not always a kiss. It can mean other things for your dog as well. So, and then he, when I said to him, I think it's okay for dogs to kiss, he said, I don't even think it's okay for people to kiss. So, You know what kind of show I had in Los Angeles today. 877-725-8255, the phone number, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great, great stuff to give away as well. So let me do this. How about I start out with a phone call? How about we go to a place I know pretty darn well, Chino Valley, Arizona, just outside of Prescott. Let's go to my friend Dan. Hey, Dan, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Dan, how can I not take a call from a buddy in Chino Valley? Come on now, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a 9.5-year-old purebred beagle that for the last couple of months has had a persistent cough. I've had him into the Chino Valley Animal Hospital, and they're having trouble figuring out what the problem is, so they've referred me to Salt River Veterinarians down in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
And I'm going down there on Wednesday. But I was just wondering, you know, I mean, you know, he it's like a smoker's cough, but it hasn't been around any smoke. We don't smoke, so
yeah.
I don't know.
But you know, it could be any number of things. Sometimes when you have a dog that's a little bit older and they start to cough, sometimes it could be related to a heart issue. Not that it's the end of the world, but it could be related to a heart issue. There could be something in your home that's causing him to rest. Has he always been like this, or is the coughing something that started new?
Well, ever since he was a puppy, when he drank water, he would make the same. You know, he's like clear his throat, like
Yeah, that's common. My dogs do the same thing. Now, in terms of the cough, is it persistent? Is it sporadic? How often is he coughing?
It is probably during the daytime. It's a couple of different episodes.
All right, so let me ask you this question.
He hasn't at all.
Okay, so you're going down to see the vet. The vet you're going to see, is it a specialty or is just a general practitioner?
I think it's a specialty. I think you look on the internet, it says that it's a referral vet, whatever that means.
Well, no, that's fine. I would be curious. In other words, if the doctor and they're doing the right thing, they're sending you to a specialist. I appreciate what they're doing. The only thing I would question is what type of specialist are you seeing? Are you seeing a cardiologist? Are you seeing an allergist? What kind of specialist? That would be the only question that I would have. The idea of seeing a specialist, and lucky you live in not too far away from Scottsdale and Phoenix. There's some great vet Peoria. That whole area has some great veterinarians. But that's the question I would have. You made the appointment, you're going to see the doctor, which is great, but what type of veterinarian am I seeing? What is the specialty? Or if you Google the guy's name, if he has the veterinarian's name, Google his name and find out what type of specialty he has. I think that'll make you feel a lot more comfortable, but you're absolutely doing the right thing. Could be nothing, could be something, a little medication can help. I don't think it's overly concerned. And the fact that you're going to a specialist, absolutely the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think He lists all kinds, everything, you know, cardiology. I mean, he's got everything on his website.
It's a specialty veterinary practice, okay? So they have a lot of specialists probably that work there, a cardiologist, a dermatologist, an allergist, a this, a dental, whatever. You're doing exactly what I would do if it were my dog.
All right. Hey, wanted to find out if I was wasting my drive.
No, you're not wasting your drive. You're not wasting your mind. It's a pretty drive anyway. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, don't.
So you get the 101.
Well, listen, I'm gonna be spending some time in Prescott in the not too distant future. It's one of my favorite places in the whole wide country. I just love Prescott, Arizona. It's like walking back into history, but the people are just so, so incredibly nice. Anyway, Dan, don't go in. I'm gonna put you on hold, Dan, and I am gonna send you for your dog. I am going to send you, what do I want to send you? What do I want to send you? I am going to send you some Orthosooth Gold to keep those hips and joints in good shape on your Beagle. On its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. We'll get to you, Chris. We'll get to you, TJ. I got plenty of time for your calls. I got two open lines, pretty rare here on the show. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back at you. You know, for years now, many years now, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food, and you hear the people that I've recommended Lucy Pet Food talking about how incredibly well their dogs and cats do on it for many reasons. Number one, it has that incredible prebiotic balanced fiber. Number two, Lucy Pet Food is manufactured not at some big gigantic plant where they make 50 brands, at their own plant right here in Southern California where I live. They even spent over $1.5 million making sure they built their own independent laboratory. Very rare for a pet food company where they test every ingredient as it comes in, every ingredient and every product as it goes out. That's just one of the reasons that my dogs have been on Lucy Pet Food since the day they came into my home. But I want you to hear once again from a listener and their reaction or their pet's reaction to Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
You know, I'm surprised your dogs didn't call me themselves. I'm telling you, Lucy Pet Food is the way to go. It's the food I've been feeding my own pets since the day they were rescued. Check out LucyPetProducts.com. When you go to their website, you can check out their dog and cat dry food and wet food. You can check out their kitty lickies. You can check out their square to be hip or hip to be square dog treats, which my dogs love, their dog food rolls. Go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35 in shipping. Will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat. Cool for cats.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com for log-on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community.
In San Antonio, this time of year can be full of mixed emotions. While it's a happy time of year for many, for some the season can trigger sadness, loneliness, depression, and anxiety. Fortunately, the holiday blues are typically temporary. But for a veteran, the seasonal blues can last beyond Christmas. That's why a local nonprofit was created to help those veterans. Strength Over Solitude. Chris Bocanegra runs this veteran-owned nonprofit. For months, he and his wife have put their own money on the line several times to pay for vets to go on 5K runs, Spartan events, some pickleball, or a climb to the top of Enchanted Rock for a sunrise viewing. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the post office, Tulum, would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
How come my bulldog don't walk, baby, with the chicken?
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you want to find out why your dog or cat is behaving a certain way. Do you think your dog or cat licks you because they're kissing you? We had an argument, not an argument, discussion on my LA show specifically about that. I believe that, dogs do lick us. Many, many different reasons, which I'll share with you a little later. But I believe that licking is also a kiss. I think my dogs love me. I think they lick me. I think they kiss me. Am I crazy? Give me a call if you think dog kisses are real, too. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Or if you just want to find out why your dog is behaving a certain way, jumping, humping, digging, scratching, not getting along with other dogs, or maybe you adopted a dog, or maybe you remember a dog or cat you had when you were a child. I'd love to hear about those dogs as well. So great time to call me. Everyone that calls in will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. As I said, many worth as much as $40 or $50. The phone number, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day, that's pretty simple, is I believe that my dogs can tell what I'm thinking. I believe that. I've been doing this for a few weeks, folks. Do you believe your dogs and your cats know what you're thinking? Just think about treats. Just think about outside. Think about dinner. Tell me if your dogs and cats don't know what you're thinking. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let's go to Traverse City, Michigan, and Chris. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, that's great, man. What an awesome show. Thank you, Mr. Warren, for all you do. And I really don't have a problem. You remember a couple weeks ago, maybe you had something about dogs sleeping with their owners, and that was a good. I talked to you about that. That was a good clip on that. And then we're with five cats. Well, they get along fine. My registered yellow lab, he cleans them up, and he's getting along with the cats, and he follows my roommate about around. He says to me, "Who cares about that registered AKC stuff? We should call him tailgate." And Dan lets him sleep up in the bed with them, you know. But these cats, Sundance, Brilliant Thunderbolt, comes down, and he cleans them cats up and licks them till they look like they got out of the shower.
Oh, it's amazing how dogs and cats can really bond with each other and get along. I've had as many as 30 dogs and 35 cats at one time. They weren't all best friends, but they all did get along. And you're absolutely right. The grooming of each other is just a sign of affection. That's good. So are you jealous that your dog sleeps with your roommate?
No, he gives me more room on the sofa.
There you go. They, you know, I joke about this all the time, but literally, my two rescues right now, Molly and Willie, between the two of them, they might weigh 14 pounds. Between the two of them. I've had them now for, what, 4 years, almost 5 years? I have yet to have both arms and legs on the bed at the same time. Now, I have trained dogs to sniff out drugs, to sniff out bombs, to save lives. You know, I'll finish that story when we come. Let's take a break. I'll finish that story when we come back.
You got to put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone. You didn't hear a word I said. You got it.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
On the Pat Miller Show a few weeks back, we talked about AI influencers. Make-believe people who are building a following on the social networks. Why? Well, it's because they're really good-looking. We talked about what it takes to get big online. We boiled it down to a choice. Either get hot or get real. If you're already hot, good for you. But if you're not, like me, you gotta get real. Be authentic. Share what you're struggling with. Share what you're excited with. And people will gravitate to you. Being yourself is a simple strategy. But when you do, your followers will sense it. And you'll see your social media platforms grow.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
No need to buy one. We can find some great dogs at the local shelter. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Before that break, we were speaking to my friend Chris, whose dog sleeps with his roommate. So I asked Chris if he was jealous, and Chris said no. Chris, you still with me?
No, sir. I'm not jealous of that.
No, I'm jealous. So here's the bottom line, okay? Dogs, you know, they pick their part. Like my dogs, I was trying to say this before we went to that last commercial, that my two dogs together may weigh 14 pounds. All right, I have a California king-size bed. I mean, it's as big a bed as you can get. I've yet to have both arms and legs on the bed. Now, I can easily train my dogs to sleep over on the other side, but why? They're happy. Worst that happens, I sleep with a leg off the bed. And the one thing that I'm teaching them to do right now is how to sleep vertically versus horizontally, because this will give me a little bit more room. Dogs love this, you know, they're born in litters. You know, for the most part, dogs and cats are born in litters. So comforting, yep, sleeping around other people or other animals is comforting for them, and that's why they do. I think it's just great. I just love the fact that your dog feels comfortable enough to sleep with your buddy.
Yeah, and the other thing with them other five cats, there's the dad. He wants to be outside all the time, and there's the other three kids that want to be. They go around wherever the heck they want, these cats, and they sleep in around me, and they start purring.
Well, Chris, I don't want to run out. When was the last time we spoke, Chris? It's been what, a month, a week, 2 weeks? How long ago did we talk?
It might have been. I don't think it's a month, but you said when you were. You don't have to send me anything, but you said call me in a couple weeks to see when the package arrives, and
if it didn't come yet, it'll be on its way, so don't worry. Sometimes, you know, with the mail and everything and the weather we've been having, I've been getting it all over, that it's going to take a little longer. Anyway, you give those dogs a big hug and a kiss for me, Chris, and we'll speak again soon, and as long as they're sleeping, I'm happy with it. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. We're going to get to Susie. We're going to get to TJ. We're going to get to Peter. I do have an open line, pretty rare, 877-725-8255. Hugs and kisses are back, so I got some hugs and kisses, vitamin supplements to give away, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, books, hemp seed oil, and more. Just before I get back to the phone lines, though, I told you earlier, you know, my specialty in training around the world was drug detection, bomb detection. So I wanted to spend a minute talking about your dog's nose and why it's so important to understand it. A dog's nose is estimated to be between 100,000 to 100 million times more sensitive than a human nose. Depends on the breed. For example, bloodhounds, incredible. Why? They have all those wrinkles in their mouth and around their face, and that wrinkle holds the scent, so the scent is always with them. But here's the bottom line. This means that dogs can detect very low scent concentrations. You sitting down? I hope you're sitting down. The equivalent of a teaspoon of sugar in 5 million liters of water, that would be two Olympic-sized swimming pools, they can differentiate and pick out that sugar odor. That means a dog can detect a teaspoon of sugar in two Olympic-sized pools, and you wonder why your dog is always smelling stuff outside. 877-725-8255. Let me take you guys in order. We are going right now to, let's go to TJ in Florida. Hey, TJ, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks, Warren.
I see that from what I'm reading here that you have a roommate. He has a pit bull. Your dog used to be friendly. What's the story there?
Well, he has this, it's a pit bull cross, about 50, 55 pounds.
Yeah.
And it was attacked by two pit bulls. It was on a leash, and somebody just let their dogs out to go to the bathroom, and they attacked her dog. Up to that point, the dog had been a real lap dog. She just loved everybody. Since then, she's always on guard. And this has been a couple of years now. I have three little dogs. The smallest one is a whole 14 pounds. And a couple months back, we let the dogs cross paths by accident. And my dog barked at her, and she jumped in and grabbed him by the back of the neck and started to shake. Now, it does bring me to I have a tip for people that everybody I know that's broken up a dog fight has ended up badly hurt. I had just heard about this technique, so I want to share it with everyone. I jumped in, wrapped one arm around the aggressor dog, grabbed her lower lip and pulled down, and she instantly opened her mouth and dropped my dog. I mean, instantly.
Well, that's a method, obviously, to work. You know, you can sometimes you can take the legs out. But here's the scenario. All that aside, how can we get this dog back to where it was getting along with other dogs? I'm assuming that's what your question
is.
That's
what I want to know.
Okay, the bottom line is it's going to take an awful lot of time, and it's going to take something we call counter conditioning. Right now, and dogs learn through the associative memory. After that attack by the other two pitties on her, what happened is her association now associates other dogs with the pain and the fear and anxiety she felt. What we need to do right now is you need to find people you know that have dogs, and you need to have this pitty that was attacked walk not on top of them, maybe across the street, walk past them. But every time they walk past a dog, something very positive happens. You're going to have to set it up. Either there's going to be somebody there they know with one of their toys or a treat, or there's going to be someone there to praise them. Bottom line is if every time the dog associates going past another dog now with something ending in a positive note, within a period of months and months, it's going to take work, that situation will come into play. Also, if your friend has not done any basic training with the dog, now's the time to do it. Number one, it builds up confidence. But more importantly, when the dog goes to react towards another dog in an aggressive way, normal reaction on our part is going to be to pull the dog back and say, no, no, stop it, which is going to make it worse. By focusing on basic training, it gives the guardian a way to calm the dog down before the attack or the aggressive behavior takes place. This is a problem that can be resolved. Let me tell you why I know this so well. Many people know I served as a peace officer for many years in New York State. And one of the things I was involved with is helping to break up a lot of pit bull fighting rings, which are horrible, and these people should be destroyed anyway. But the bottom line is a lot of the dogs we rescued were very similar. Some were bait dogs. Some were dogs that were just whatever. And it's taken me, in many cases, 6 months or a year to bring them around. But I want you to know, with consistency, positive reinforcement, and counter conditioning, this problem can be resolved. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds great. Thank you very much, Warren. I really appreciate that.
Patience, time, a martini once in a while, TJ, won't hurt. But for you, not for the dog. But it really is going to take time. It's going to take a lot of patience. But it can be done. And this is a young dog, so it's worth it putting it down. Let me do this. Let's put TJ on hold. TJ, I'm going to put you on hold. Let's send TJ a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. If you have questions in the future, TJ, I won't send you another gift, but give me a call. I'll go a little further with you. But let's do this for a couple of months and see where we are. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we have Susie in Michigan. We have Peter in Kingman, Arizona. We got Carrie. We got Tom in Florida. We get to all your calls right after this. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Listen. I know for weeks now, I haven't been able to send out any hugs or kisses. We were unable, and I'll tell you why. I refuse to get my hugs and kisses into your home unless it has every ingredient that should be. Then we were having trouble with one of the ingredients, but now we're back. So the results are in. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements are back, helping dogs and cats stay healthy and happy. And happy pets equal happy guardians. Let me tell you, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with the combination of lecithin and biotin, nothing better, will help improve skin, coat, much less shedding, hairballs just about gone. And with the fact that it has glucosamine and chondroitin in just the right balance, the bones and joints on your dogs and cats will be amazing. Now, it also has a prebiotic and probiotic formula for great digestion and absorption for a healthy gut. And all the studies now at every veterinary school say dogs and cats with healthy guts are much healthier all around. Plus, it has all the vitamins and minerals your dogs and cats will ever need. And, of course, it's me. So there's no soy, there's no wheat, and no corn. I want you to check out the new Hugs and Kisses. They are back in. They're now available at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com. If you prefer, you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. You should go there anyway, ThePetShow.com. But a lot of people want to talk to us. You want to call my office? Call me. I'll have someone call you back, and we'll talk to you and tell you what you need to know. Here's my office phone number, 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. So check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon, Walmart, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess I'll never know.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Kickstart the new year with Mario and friends on their latest adventure. Experience the next evolution of Mario fun with the Super Mario Bros. Wonder Game. Classic Mario side-scrolling gameplay is turned on its head with spectacular moments you have to see to believe, including unexpected events called Wonder Effects and the largest cast of characters in a side-scrolling Mario game, including Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Toad, and Yoshi. You can even buddy up on one system or play online with the Nintendo games rated E to E10+. Of a system that best fits their needs and play styles. And if you're in the mood to play some of your all-time faves, the Nintendo Switch family of systems is home to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Animal Crossing New Horizons, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Splatoon 3, Pikmin 4, and more. For more, go to Nintendo.com. Additional game systems and or accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Nintendo Switch online membership and Nintendo account required for online features. Membership auto-renews after initial term at the then current price unless canceled. Not available in all countries. Internet access required for online features. Terms apply. Nintendo.com/Switch-Online. Game systems, some accessories, and Nintendo Switch online membership sold separately. Games rated E to E10+.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Classical music lovers, listen up. Internationally known piano player Olga Topalova is presenting a concert called The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers, featuring the works of Cecile Chaminade, Clara Schumann, Florence Price, and many others. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church in Reading. Ms. Topalova is performing this benefit concert to show her appreciation to our community who warmly received her family fleeing the Russian-Ukrainian war. Proceeds from the $20 tickets will benefit the Foundation for Performing Arts Education and Reading Piano Angels. Student tickets are $10. Pay at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com. Olga Kopylova is the principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. This one-night-only performance at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Lutheran Church on Shastaview Drive in Reading. World-class classical piano for a good cause. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church. Get tickets at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Back on the Pet Show. Hey, just have you ever noticed your dog yawning and stretching at the same time? It's often a sign of relaxation or trying to calm down, or basically it's your dog trying to chill. Stretching and yawning together are often signs of mild stress. That's why you'll see that when your dog is kind of a little anxious or whatever, you might see them stretching and yawning at the same time. Unless you're just boring your dog, that can make them yawn as well. All right, back to the busy phone lines here on the Pet Show. Susie, Michigan, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I could not be better, especially speaking about an Irish dog like a Wheaton Terrier.
You're right. Murphy.
Well, yeah, come on. What else is he, an Irish dog? Of course it's Murphy. Murphy, Patrick, Megan, I know them all. Go ahead.
So Murphy is 2 years old. I had one before. She was totally different. But he's my guy. He's wonderful. He's 2 years old. The latest thing going is he's had several ear infections, and also right after Christmas he had like a wet area under his front, I call them arms, but legs.
Yeah.
And so I took him to the vet, and they said, well, it looks like he's got an allergy going on, probably to his food.
All right, so in other words, did they change his food?
Well, so they recommended that I get a food, and I was on something they wanted him on to begin with. But then they said, but they develop allergies. And so they wanted a cool protein food, gave me a brand. I can't remember the brand, but it said.
Yeah, you can go to 10 different vets, and they're going to recommend 10 different foods for allergies.
Right.
I don't want to run out of time, but I noticed you talking to me about ear infections. That's what my computer says. Tell me about the ear infections.
Well, the ear infections, the first time he had one was he was just turned a year old. And he loves my front porch. That's his place. I have a gate on it. He runs back and forth. Well, in the spring, I truly think he was getting into, there were little gnats and stuff zooming around. And I think that's what caused those.
Is it okay now?
Well, now, fast forward, he had it again in the spring. So they're like, yeah, it's probably the same thing. But now he had double ear infections right after Christmas.
All right, here's what I'm going to recommend, okay?
Okay?
There's a product on the market. You can get it from your vet. You can get it at Amazon. It's called Zymox, Z-Y-M-O-X. I use it on my dog who has a constant ear infection, but now it works amazingly. Zymox has two products I'm going to recommend. One is simply an ear cleanser. It gently cleans and soothes and gets any dirt or whatever in the ears out and promotes healthy ears. It's called Zymox Ear Cleanser. The other product is also made by Zymox, but it's an optic enzymatic solution. That had made all the difference. So I would recommend, you'd speak to your vet, but I recommend these two products. Now, if the vets think the dog has an allergy, why aren't they doing an allergy test to find out specifically what the dog is allergic to? If the dog's allergic to food, I understand they got to take them off and add this food, take them off that food, but they can do a blood test to also determine what other type of allergies the dog may be having. In the meantime, I would be using that Zymox and see if that doesn't make a difference for you.
Because they told me to look for a cool protein. Well, so now he's eating. This is one reason I called you. so he's been, I've been mixing what he was eating, you know, till he gets on this new.
Yeah,
food.
Let me do that. I got to put you on hold. I got to take a break. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back, finish up with you. We'll get to Tom. We'll get to Jacob. We'll get to Carrie. We'll get to Peter. But I got to take a break right now, and then we'll get back to your phone calls. Listen, you all know I talk about Kitty Lickies every week. It's made by Lucy Pet. Cats go absolutely crazy for this. I'm telling you, this product is like amazing. I get calls every day from people saying, Warren, our cats never ate as well. They didn't like treats at all. Now that I have Kitty Lickies, you know what? They're standing by the counter waiting for me to give it to them. Kitty Lickies, an amazing product. Here's a listen to what they had to say.
Also, I want to tell you that Kitty Lickies saved my life with my cat. She has always had raw food, which I have to finger feed her because she has a lot of intestinal problems. The Kitty Lickies have changed her loving her food now. So I want to thank you.
Thank you. Kitty Lickies, by the way, check them out. Kitty Lickies, go to LucyPetProducts.com. LucyPetProducts.com. Spend $30, $35 in shipping will be free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
So brave is Corporal Rusty, though he is just a boy.
And we are back on The Pet Show. Susan, we're going to get back to you when we come back from the break. Tom, we're going to get to you. Jacob in Maui, Carrie in Prescott. Peter and King will get to all your calls. The phone number 877-725-8255. I just don't like to rush people when there's still a lot of questions coming on. By the way, the question of the day is still up for your grabs. Do you believe that our pets can tell what we are thinking? Do you believe our pets can tell what we're thinking? We're going to talk about that. Also answer all of your questions as well. And also coming up, we're going to talk about whether or not you understand the things in life that can be what we call emotional stressors for your dogs and cats. Now, it may not sound important to a lot of people, but it's these type of emotional stressors that cause the type of behavior that make you call Warren on the phone to help you resolve the issue. So we're going to talk about that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of amazing stuff still to give away. So again, the phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. So hang in there, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, give your dog a hug and a kiss. I'll be right back at you. I'm Warren X9. This is The Pet Show.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
7820.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.